Welcome to the Chris Ramsey Show on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. It is the Tuesday, June 15th, 2021 edition of the program. Ryan Fagan going to be with us in just a moment from SportingNews.com. We'll talk about the Cardinals with Ryan Fagan. We'll talk about card collecting with Ryan Fagan. We'll also talk about baseball's statement on sticky substances. Major League Baseball, in the last hour or so, announcing, if you're listening to this, it came out this morning, Tuesday, June 15th, announcing their new guidelines to crack down against the use of foreign substance that will start on Monday, June 21st. So we'll talk about all of that with Ryan Fagan coming up. As always, we broadcast from the Ophthalmology Associates Studios. YourEyeDoc.com is the website, YourEyeDoc.com. That's where you go. That's where you learn more about Dr. Greg Birdie, Dr. Ranjan Malhotra, Dr. Robert Brasati, and Dr. Andrew Royer. That's where you learn about what they can do for you. That's where you learn about why they're called the doctor's doctors, because more doctors trust them than anyone else. So shouldn't you trust the doctor's doctors with your eyes? Now, there's no such thing as a dumb question. There's no such thing as, you know, a stupid question. I want you to give the doctor's doctors great staff a call at 314-966-5000. And whether it's been 6 months, a year, a couple of years since you've had your last eye exam, if you're thinking about LASIK, if you wear contacts or glasses, just give the doctor's doctor's great staff a call at 314-966-5000. Tell them you heard about them on the Chris Raby Show on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com and explain to them exactly what it is you're hoping to get, whether it's just a little peace of mind for you or a family member with an eye exam, whether it's questions answered about LASIK. It doesn't matter. The doctor's doctors can help you. Again, 314-966-5000. The doctor's doctors on the web at youreyedoc.com. Give Ophthalmology Associates a call. Tell them you heard about them on the Chris Raby Show on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. All right, Ryan Fagan joins us in just a moment. Baseball announcing a couple of hours ago on Tuesday morning the new guidance to crack down against use of foreign substance, effective June 21st. Baseball saying, after data collection effort finds prevalent use of foreign substances, umpires given new guidance for stronger and consistent enforcement of existing rules to level the playing field. The press release says Major League Baseball provided guidance to all 30 clubs today that effective with games beginning on June 21st, enhanced enforcement of baseball rules which prohibit applying foreign substances to baseballs will go into effect in recognition that the existing on-field enforcement process has not deterred an increasing number of violations. MLB has issued new guidance to major and minor league umpires to serve as a uniform standard for the consistent application of the rules, including regular checks of all pitchers, regardless of whether an opposing club's manager makes a request. Any pitcher who possesses or applies foreign substances in violation of the playing rules will be ejected from the game and will be automatically suspended in accordance with the rules and past precedent. Suspensions are 10 games. Repeat offenders will be subject to progressive discipline. Clubs and club personnel will also be subject to discipline for failure to ensure compliance with these rules. And with that, Ryan Fagan joins us from Sporting News as we talk, about a bunch of things happening in the world of baseball, most notably here in the last hour or so, baseball's plan to crack down on sticky substances. Ryan, what's going on, man? How much are you sticky substanced out yet?
Not yet. I will be soon. I have a feeling that I can say that with a lot of confidence because it's going to be messy. There's no doubt about that. We're looking at, with the release that MLB sent out, I mean, they're going to be checking starting pitchers multiple times a game. They're going to check every single relief pitcher when he exits the field. There are going to be suspensions handed out. They basically said nothing except for rosin, which means, you know, sunscreen and rosin, that combination has been a grip agent for decades. So that means if a player has, you know, in a afternoon game in St. Louis, has a little sunscreen on his arm and sweats and wipes on his arm, then grabs the rosin bag and gets some on his fingers, that could be construed as intentionally cheating. So yeah, it's going to be ugly. It's going to be ugly.
Yeah. I've got a kind of a feeling that you're right and that this can only potentially make things worse. And like, I understand handing out suspensions and whatnot, but like, let's say you're checking a guy when he leaves and it's determined that he had an illegal substance. You're not going to go back and like retroactively change what happened the past like four or five or however many batters he faced, right?
No. He would just be ejected and suspended. And
so does it actually fix the issues with the competitive integrity of the game happening at that point?
Well, the idea is that if you know you're going to get suspended, you don't do it. So it doesn't, it's not like what happened with the Cardinals and Gallegos, where Joe West checked before he came out, so he didn't have to throw him out. That's not happening. It's an after the fact. It's basically,
hopefully MLB
is basically taking the approach that we are looking to suspend people, right? We're not looking to catch you beforehand to keep you from using the substance in this exact at bat. We are looking to suspend you because you did use it. And that's a pretty important distinction.
Ryan Fagan is with us. Read him at sportingnews.com. Follow him on Twitter at Ryan Fagan. How about the Cardinals? We see quite the slide as they had lost 11 of 13, fallen under 500. Able to get a win last night over the Marlins. But all of a sudden, in the last couple of weeks, the National League Central, the complexion of the division looks quite different, doesn't it, Ryan?
Yeah, it really does. You know, I mean, I think there was a time when the Reds looked like they were done. And the question was, is how going to trade Nick Castellanos and, you know, and maybe Sonny Gray. And now all of a sudden, you know, they've played really good baseball lately, you know, and we've seen, you know, there's been almost a direct correlation, but, you know, as the Cardinals were sliding, the Cubs really caught fire. And then the Brewers, who had a stretch kind of like what the Cardinals are going through now, the Brewers had a stretch like that the last month, and they've been playing very good ball for a couple of weeks now. So you have this, you know, you have the Cardinals had what were they, 3.5 games up at one point, and now they're in fourth place and what, 5 or 6 games out. And, you know, it's amazing how quickly things have turned in that division. And it really is something.
Yeah, I wonder how much, not just the Cardinals last couple of weeks, but the top of the division, the Brewers, the Cubs, even the Reds, how the rest of the division impacts now how the Cardinals view their roster and how they view their roster over the next 6 weeks leading up to the trade deadline, especially the pitching.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think, you know, each team is in a little bit of a different spot. You know, the Cubs have a, you know, I think we've talked about this. The Cubs have an expiration date, right? They've got Chris Bryant and Anthony Rizzo and Javi Baez, free agents after this year, Wilson Contreras and Craig Kimball after next year, right? They're not going to keep everybody around. But the Cardinals, on the other hand, you know, I mean, they could look pretty similar 2 years from now. You know, you don't really expect Adam Wainwright and Yadier Molina to necessarily be there, but that's retirement and not free agent money issues. So the Cardinals, you know, they're not going to necessarily make moves that are just for 2021, you know, whereas the Cubs might say, you know, they've been playing so well, they might say, let's make one more run. Let's push the chips, you know, some chips in, because they're not going to do all the chips in because they're already kind of in the process of starting a bit of a reboot. But yeah, I mean, it's different. You know, I mean, the Cardinals have the more of a mindset of eternal competition than maybe some of the other teams in that division do. And I think that's not going to change based on necessarily how they've played the past 2 weeks, if that makes sense.
All right. We love broadcasting from the Ophthalmology Associates studios. Ophthalmology Associates, the doctors. Doctors are on the web at youreyedoc.com. You can give them a call at 314-966-5000, and you can ask them anything. You can ask them any questions about your eyes, any questions about the process of considering LASIK, about determining if you're a good candidate for LASIK, about your glasses, your contacts. Even if you haven't, because you're very lucky, had any eye issues, you can still contact the doctors. Doctors at Ophthalmology Associates. Again, their website is youreyedoc.com, youreyedoc.com. Their phone number is 314-966-5000. Give them a call right now. Talk to their great staff. Explain whatever it is you're trying to figure out, whatever you're trying to work through, and learn why more healthcare professionals trust them with their eyes than anyone else. Learn why they are called the doctors doctors at Ophthalmology Associates. Again, youreyedoc.com, youreyedoc.com, 314-966-5000. Tell them you heard about them on the Chris Raby Show on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com, the doctors at Ophthalmology Associates. You can read Ryan at sportingnews.com, not just on what's going on with baseball and the sticky substances and the developments this morning, but also on his taking part in, correct me if I'm wrong, your first card show experience as a vendor, right? That happened over the weekend. We've talked a lot about memorabilia, about cards. Folks can read your column at sportingnews.com. But give us kind of an idea, Ryan, the background of how you got involved in kind of taking the leap and doing this. I was following along with your pictures as you got stuff sorted and organized and set up, and kind of what it was like. Give us the 30,000-foot view.
Yeah, it was, you know, I've gone to card shows. You know, I went to a lot of them as a kid. I mean, people that grew up in the St. Louis area will remember that Noah's Ark out in St. Charles had card shows. I remember getting Felix Jose's autograph there one year. You know, there was a show that was at a hotel right on Lindbergh, just north of 70, pretty much every month. So I always went to those shows as a kid. And always thought the people that sat behind the tables had these amazing collections, and they were so cool because they were in charge of everything. They had the table, you know. And when I got back into collecting about a year and a half ago, you know, the thought kind of had occurred to me, if I get enough, maybe I'll set up a table. And, you know, last year of bargain hunting and finding a lot of cheap junk wax and opening a lot of it, but some of it, I thought, you know what, let's do it. So, you know, I got a table. A buddy of mine, a longtime friend of mine, who collects too, he drove in from Kansas City, and we set up a table. And, you know, it was a good time. I didn't sell as much as I thought I would. And it's not even that I didn't sell as much. It just, you know, there are a lot of different ways to collect, right? There are a lot of different people that have a lot of different passions. And, you know, you're not gonna that alignment of a seller and a buyer is not always going to hit, especially when you have a collection that's kind of like mine. And so that didn't always line up. You know, I did sell some stuff. I made the money back and a little bit of profit and had a good time, but you know, it was different, right? It was different. I'll just put it that way.
I would say that for me, like, and the discipline that you have in collecting stuff and accumulating stuff and not opening it, I always veer to the side of, I'd rather buy the unopened packs or boxes, even if they're, you know, junk wax era or whatever. I just like the actual ritual and the thrill of opening a pack, regardless of what is actually going to be inside the pack. And that's what would like drive me over to your setup. What percentage do you think at these shows of the product being sold is stuff that's like opened, like individual cards that are, you know, in sleeves and you know what you're buying, versus unopened packs or boxes, regardless of the era or when they were, or I guess the price point of what they're being sold for?
Well, I'd say this, that's a good question. I've been to 3 shows since the end of the pandemic, right? And those are the first 3 I've been to since the mid 90s. And I would say it's probably 85 to 90% are individual cards, right? Yeah. Not packs. You know, which is completely different from the way it was back in the day. You know, those shows at Noah's Ark or the Holidays.
And you seem to be like me, like every day on Twitter, you're posting the pack of the day. You like opening them. And then the stories about the individual guys, even if it's, you know, someone completely random.
Yeah, even as I was sitting there at the show on Sunday, and there was a stretch where there wasn't a whole lot of people coming by, I opened up a pack of the 1991 Studio, which was basically the glamour shots of the baseball cards. And they were just a lot of fun, right? And the first card I opened up was one of my favorite cards of all time. It's a Steve Lake card, and he's sitting there, a parrot.
The parrot card, yes.
On his shoulder. And I just laughed, and I was like, yeah, this is why I love this stuff. And, you know, like I said, it didn't have a whole lot of people. And again, it was just one day, one sample size, you know, and it just so happened that there weren't a whole lot of people that shared that collection that I do, that walked through that door. But, you know, it was just a reminder why I do love that, you know. And I went home and I opened up a bunch of other packs, you know, that day and then the day after, just because it was, you know, just to kind of remind myself why I liked it and to not get too caught up in the actual bottom line dollar results of the show.
Ryan Fagan, you can read his column about the experience at sportingnews.com. Also on what's going on with the sticky substances, follow him on Twitter at Ryan Fagan. And You know, we like to give away some cards. This day in baseball, 1993, Ken Griffey Jr. on June 15th hit his 100th career home run. In 1999, Jim Abbott, pitching for the Brewers, got his first career hit. And in 2016, Ichiro Suzuki raised his professional hit total to 4,257, surpassing Pete Rose's major league mark. So I'll give away a Jim Abbott rookie card, a Ken Griffey Jr. card, and an Ichiro card. I'll put them up on Twitter to the first person that follows Ryan, follows me, and sends a screenshot to us. So we'll give away that trio of cards. Ryan, good stuff, man. And here's to a lot more card shows as the pandemic opens up. I think that a lot of people have gotten involved in new and different ways in memorabilia and in the hobby over the last year or two. And I know we're going to continue to talk about it. So cheers to your first experience on the other side of the table, man.
Thanks, man. It was an experience. I'll just put it that way. That's a good way to say it.
Yeah, big thanks to Ryan Fagan. Those card shows are a trip if you've never been before. And again, you can shoot right now a tweet, shoot me a screenshot that you're following me, you're following Ryan, and I'll hook you up with that 3-pack of cards, the Jim Abbott, the Ken Griffey Jr., and the Ichiro Suzuki. Big thanks, as always, to Ophthalmology Associates, the doctors, doctors on the web at youreyedoc.com, youreyedoc.com. Give them a call at 314-966-5000. Tell them you heard about them on the Chris Raby Show on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. We'll be back tomorrow. U.S. Open preview, a mega preview with Rick Gaiman of RickRungood.com. Until then, this is Chris Raby. This has been the Chris Raby Show on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. Be nice to each other, and as always, peace!